APE Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Sources tell the AP the Islamic State group is making a big push to develop chemical weapons.
The idea that they're using people with backgrounds in chemistry and biology and research scientists from Saddam Hussein's regime, who they've recruited to come work on this thing, is frightening, particularly to Iraqi intelligence officials.
The AP's Ken Delanian reports the Islamic State group is not in a position yet to develop sophisticated weapons. They have been using mustard gas in Iraq and Syria. The lower house of the French parliament voted to extend the country's state of emergency. It would allow police raids, searches, and house arrest without permission from a judge for 3 more months. Earlier today, authorities confirmed a man killed in a raid yesterday in a Paris suburb was the suspected mastermind of last week's deadly attacks in Paris. The director of Europol, Rob Wainwright, says what happened in Paris is a very serious escalation of the threat of terrorism in Europe.
It's the first example we've seen in Europe of a Mumbai-style attack of indiscriminate shootings in public places combined with suicide bombings, something indeed that the security authorities in Europe have been fearing since that attack in Mumbai in 2008.
The House is expected to vote soon on a bill to curb the number of refugees coming into the country from Iraq and Syria. Georgia Republican Doug Collins says this just increases scrutiny.
It does nothing, I repeat, does nothing to shut the process down. It simply adds a layer of protection.
But New Jersey Democrat Bill Paschal says the vetting process already in place provides extra scrutiny.
The commitment we have to public safety can be upheld even as we provide refuge to some of the world's most vulnerable people.
Democrats are divided over the refugee question. President Obama has promised a veto if the bill passes in the House. Wall Street stocks have moved higher. The Dow is up 21 points. This is AP Radio News. The Attorney General in Massachusetts, Maura Healey, doesn't want people under 21 playing fantasy sports. She also feels players need to know if their opponents are professionals.
What our regulations will do is to set up and require that these companies set up tiered systems so that people are able to play against people of equal experience.
Several states have been scrutinizing daily fantasy sports and considering whether the game should be treated like any other form of gambling. A new study finds a half century of mass migration from Mexico to the U.S. is at an end. The Pew Research Center says more Mexicans are leaving the United States than migrating into the country. A man from Utah, Stephen Pechtel, pleaded guilty in Pittsburgh to interfering with a flight crew. He was on a flight headed to New York but had to be diverted to Pittsburgh. Authorities say Pechtel began throwing his belongings, talking to himself, and heading toward the cabin door. Passengers helped flight attendants subdue him. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.